WTTS on demand.
All right, you guys. Great to have you here. I know you've been in town for a while.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Caught a couple of nights with Radio, which is a really cool venue. Mm-hmm. And it's great to have you here. Now, you come through us, and I'm a little fuzzy here. It's either from New York via Denver or the other way around. What do you call home?
We're based out of Denver. We call home Denver, but we're Jersey boys, the two of us, transplants.
Okay.
To Denver, yeah.
All right, man. Yeah. That's great. I don't understand. You know, it's a very folksy, rootsy thing. You might expect to come up from the Appalachians or the Ozarks or somewhere like that, but you guys are from Jersey. Can you put this together for me?
It's like we have to defend why we're from New Jersey or what?
That is a common theme.
Yeah. We grew up in a very nice town in New Jersey where we listened to Bruce Springsteen and other people like that. That's all we did. No, I don't know. I think we just ended up liking music that involved some acoustic instruments. So we ended up touring that way, and I think that's that.
Tell me about meeting your cello player, Neela, here. How did you guys meet Neela?
Sure. They found me on Craigslist. Actually, I found them, to be fair. I had just finished school and was just kind of looking for something to do, not necessarily be in a band, but something to keep me busy. And it worked out pretty well.
Did any of you anticipate, I mean, that you guys are on your way to a level of fame here that I don't know if you anticipated or not, but you're certainly get a lot of notoriety as a cello player, for example. Did you anticipate this kind of thing?
Definitely not. I think we just kind of, the goal was to make music and not work a million side jobs, and so now we're, you know, working really hard to tour and not have to go back and bus tables and things like that, so...
So what's life on the road like right now? You guys have a nice coach that you travel around in and all that?
Yeah, we have a steed.
A steed?
A 15-passenger van with a... We just got a trailer, which is nice, and it's also something that feels like you're a little... You travel a little bulkier, but it's good. Sometimes we get to lay down, which is nice.
Oh, that's good.
We used to travel in a Ford Windstar, and... all of us were just sitting upright, and then everything was packed around us. There was a keyboard running through the middle, and there was very little personal space. So
things are on the improving side then.
Yeah,
definitely.
Awesome, you guys. I'm going to sit down and be quiet, and would you please once again welcome to Sun King Studio 92, The Lumineers.
WTTS.